Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I am Anthony Cordova.
And today.
Today.
We are talking about. I wish we had a drum roll. Good. That's a good drum roll. Pet peeves.
Pet peeves.
It's all part of a segment we call.
Stand by your stance.
All right, Tony. So tread lightly when you answer this question.
How can you say that to me?
You don't even know what the question is.
Doesn't matter. You're already like setting up an adversarial type situation.
It could be.
I'm not up for that today.
Well, but do answer honestly. How about that?
Okay.
Is that a better way of getting into the question?
Sure.
That you don't know what the question is?
Right.
So, am I guilty of doing your pet peeves? Any of them? That should not have been funny. I'm not trying to be funny.
Let's start with something that maybe many people do. Many people.
Including me?
I'm not sure, but maybe you do.
Okay.
I don't, but many people do this. And listeners might learn something about me and when I say this. So, on the top of my list for pet peeves is when a person doesn't install the toilet paper in the right direction. That drives me crazy nuts. It's a pet peeve of mine. I go kind of berserk.
Okay, well, let's start with if we're going to discuss toilet paper rolls. Let's discuss what you consider the right way to be.
The absolute right way is over the top.
Okay.
Not from behind, under the bottom. It has to come from over the top.
And why is this your pet peeve? What are they doing to you? How are they bothering you?
This is why it's a pet peeve. It shouldn't bother me,
why
but
it
does.
Why does it bother you?
I think some pet peeves are legitimate.
This is not one of them, but I think some are.
Because they're doing it incorrectly. So it's a pet peeve of mine. You go to the bathroom, you sit down, and you look over, and you're like, oh, it's the wrong way.
But it's the wrong way.
So that's a pet peeve of mine. Should it really matter? It's a tiny little thing in the big picture of the world.
Well, I think if it's truly the right way, then it should only go one way, kind of like USB drives, you know, jump drives fitting into a USB port. It can only go in one way.
It's not the same.
So, yes, that's my point. It's not the same. So, therefore, I don't think the right way is necessarily the right way.
Well,
if it can go either way, then isn't either way okay?
Google it.
No, I've seen what you're talking about. I have seen people
say there's reasoning behind that, actually. So the reason is the reason why it is the correct way is because when you tear off a sheet of toilet tissue,
yes,
it shouldn't like hang down halfway to the floor. If it is installed over the top. When you pull one off, it looks like a clean roll of toilet tissue. So
just because you do it the other way doesn't mean it's going to hang to the floor.
Oh, actually, it does. It absolutely does. I do it the other way.
No,
but
it might hang down
6 inches. It might hang down 8 inches. It might hang down 3 inches. But it hangs down, but it's not a clean look. If you were to take a picture of one, listen to me, woman. Listen,
man.
Woman.
Man.
Listen. So if it's done right, anytime you take a picture at any time, in any time of day. You take
pictures in the bathroom?
You could take a picture.
Do you take pictures of your toilet paper?
No, but I'm just telling you, if you take a picture of a roll of toilet tissue that was installed on the roll correctly over the top, right? Over the top. It will always look correct. But when it's done incorrectly, you'll always see some toilet tissue hanging down. It's not as clean a look, you see? So my pet peeve.
But the hanging down is functional. Perhaps you can actually, you can grab it easier.
It's more functional when it's at the top because it's always in exactly the same spot. You can grab it at the same spot every single time. Where if it hangs down low, it has different lengths and all that. And then it actually looks horrible hanging down like that. It's just my pet peeve. Listeners, you can install your toilet tissue any way you want. I will not bother you about it. But it's a pet peeve of mine. That's what it's a pet peeve is. That's one of mine. But we're talking about mine. What about yours, Jill?
Well, before we go to mine, I just want to say one thing to the listeners in regard to your pet peeve that you just spoke about.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, I'm guilty of that pet peeve. But this is why, sweetheart, we have two different bathrooms. You have your bathroom. I have mine. I can do whatever I want in mine. And you can do whatever you want in yours.
Which leads to another pet peeve that
You
don't want to share bathrooms with me.
No, I don't.
So that's another pet peeve of mine.
Because you come in and you rearrange things.
No, I come in and clean things up.
My bathroom is clean now. Thank you.
Now.
I've kept it clean. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I kept it clean. You should know the proper response to that. Is that, yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
I'm such a good husband. I take direction well. I do. I take direction very well.
Well, my pet peeve relates to sound.
No. You can't do sound.
Let me get this straight. You want to tell me what my pet peeves should be?
No, I'm just saying which ones you are not allowed.
Who are you talking to? Clearly not me.
Absolutely.
So, listeners, my pet peeve relates to sound.
What about sound? What is it about sound that
I don't like? Loud or crunchy sounds, especially if it's time to not hear those things. There are certain times a day that I can handle the loud or crunchy sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, that's quite all right. But at night, bed and I'm watching TV or I'm reading, whatever I might be doing other than sleeping, if someone decides to eat something really crunchy, to me, the sound is magnified.
Mm-hmm.
So
someone.
Yes.
Someone.
Yes. I'm not naming names.
So someone like you. If you're eating something crunchy when you're ready to
go to bed. No, someone else.
Oh, someone
We're
else.
We're talking about my pet peeve.
It only applies to other people and not you.
But I don't do that at that time.
Never.
I do it earlier in the day, sure. Everybody does. I mean, many foods are crunchy, yes.
Okay, so you are the crunchy food czar. Right?
Okay, if that's what you want to call me, sure.
Food czar. No crunching for you.
No crunching for you.
No crunching for
at
you.
Night when at it's, night. When it's, you know, once we have made it to our... You want me to be more specific, sweetheart?
I think the audience needs you to be more specific.
Okay.
I don't think you're being very specific.
Okay. Well, my pet peeve, I have discovered, I didn't know it was a pet peeve, but I have discovered that one of my pet peeves is when you and I make it after a long day, we've made it to our bedroom, but we're not ready to go to sleep yet. So we watch TV. Or I might read while you watch TV. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
Yeah.
And for a while, you don't do it anymore, thankfully. But for a while, you would go and get a plate of pretzels and chips and just chomp. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it sounded like you were doing it in my ear, even though you weren't.
I wasn't.
But you don't do it anymore because I finally said something.
You should say something.
Well, I thought the look I gave you as you did these things would you know.
Listen, Jill. What
compel
did I,
you to not do it anymore?
What did I tell you about that men you and you also myself?
That you don't you don't get him.
Yeah, a lot of times
that
men
you have
don't
to really
get,
hit you over the head.
Yes, men don't get these subtle hints that a person may give them. So it's not good.
I don't know. I have some looks hints. I give people. Well, so I know that you saw those looks.
Midnight snack.
Yeah. Yeah,
midnight snack.
Okay, but you don't do it anymore, and I'm thankful.
So I am not.
Or maybe you do, and I come to bed later now because I often do my work at night because I'm a night owl.
Well,
is that a pet peeve of yours too?
Why are you trying to give me pet peeves?
I'm asking a question. I'm not giving you any.
I think you're trying to put it in my mind that this may be one of my pet peeves.
Okay. Then I apologize if it's not.
All right. I'm my own person. I'm with my own thoughts.
Well, Then maybe it's my pet peeve and I'm projecting it onto you.
Perhaps.
Because I am not a morning person. And I don't think you're a morning person, but you are able to get up early.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've already established in several episodes, actually, that I don't want to be talked to early in the morning.
Yes,
I cannot have conversations early in the morning.
You're not. That's not your best time.
No, it's not.
And listeners, this is why we never record.
Never ever record
before 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's true. Because if you want me to be energetic, if you want me to say anything at all, it needs to be in the afternoon.
This is true.
Yes.
This is very, very true.
Now, I do talk earlier than I used to, wouldn't you say?
No, I'm not sure I agree with that. I have learned to keep my mouth shut. Early in the morning.
That's right. That's right.
I keep my mouth shut early
just
in the morning.
Don't talk to me. I think you have decided don't talk to me until I talk to you.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it.
That's probably good though.
So, Jill, what's another one of your pet peeves?
In general?
Yes, in general. I mean, it seems that everything is directed towards something I do, but in general, something that anyone could do that's a pet peeve.
This one is definitely not directed at you. You have, in the whole time I've known you, you have never done this to me.
Okay.
You have never asked for my advice, brought me a problem that you were having, asked for my advice, and then kept asking me for my advice. That you never followed. You have never done that to me.
That is good.
That's actually a pet peeve of mine.
You know, they ask for your advice. They're like, do the exact opposite. The exact opposite.
And then come back to you telling you
when everything goes wrong.
Woe is me. I'm still in this situation. It's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't ask for my advice. I'm a good listener, though. I can just listen if that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But if you specifically ask me for my advice, I don't expect people to take my advice. And that's fine if you don't.
Right.
But if you ask me for it and do the exact opposite, don't ask me again.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my biggest pet peeve of all.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
But that's not one that you do or have ever done to me.
I'm really trying to think of some other pet peeves I have. I'm not sure I have that many. I'm sure I have some, but I don't think about them too often.
Why is that? People don't do it too often?
No, because then I can sleep better at night.
If you don't think about your pet peeves?
Yes.
Well, I think in general, we all would sleep better if we didn't think about our problems.
Like, for instance, Jill.
Or negative things.
Now, let's take something very simple.
Okay.
Like making a bed. Okay, making a bed. Very simple to make a bed.
Is it?
I would think so. I think it's very simple.
Do you know how to make a bed?
Yeah, I know how to make a bed.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You do know how to make a bed?
I do know how to make a bed.
Really?
Yes, I do. However.
So what happened? Did you get amnesia?
No. I think someone in our household.
Someone?
Actually, you.
Okay.
I think it's a pet peeve of yours. When I don't make the bed to your liking. This goes back to what you said about the role of toilet tissue. Why don't they make a bed where you can only make it the right way?
Well, here's
there should only be one way to do it, and then it would not be a problem.
There is one way to do it, and guess what?
No, there's several ways to make a bed.
Really?
Yes. Yes, you can
explain.
You can tuck the bedspread under the pillows. You could put the bedspread over the pillows.
Okay.
You can put the bedspread in a certain direction where certain things are highlighted better on the bedspread. There's many ways to do that.
Well, you do have choices, okay?
And you have fitted sheets, you have top sheets, you have all. But according to you, it's only one way.
No, I take that back. There are many different ways you could do the pillows versus where the top layer goes and uh-huh. all of that. I agree with that. But each of those ways has a correct way of doing it.
But why?
Why
is that a pet peeve?
Because when I met you and I would come and visit your house and I would see the bedrooms, you were really good at making the bed.
I know how to make a bed. It seems that when I make the bed, you tell me I'm doing it wrong. But I've been doing it for years and years before I met you.
It's not that I'm telling you you're doing it wrong.
Not to your liking.
You just don't do it as well as you used to. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why you just... I don't understand why it's sloppy.
It's not sloppy when I do it.
Sometimes it is.
No.
Sometimes it isn't.
No, 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 no.
Sometimes it is. Whenever I say something, it's because you just throw stuff on the bed and like, oh, we're done.
Haphazardly?
We're done.
Are you saying?
Whereas I know that you...
Haphazardly?
I know that you used to make the bed where it looked fantastic. And now sometimes, especially when we are making the bed together,
it's not you to
just
your liking.
You just yeah, it's not.
I just think
and
it's
I don't understand that.
I think it's a pet peeve of yours.
No, I just question why you decide on this day you're gonna be sloppy about it. Is it because I'm there? Is it because
No, it's not because you're there.
Then what is it?
It's because no matter what I do, it's not going to be to your liking.
That is not true.
That is it.
That is not true.
It will not be to your liking.
We will not agree on this one. So let's get to the next segment that we called
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
What's your conclusion?
My conclusion is that if people have pet peeves, like you, Jill.
Everybody has pet peeves. Pet sweetheart. Peeves. Everybody, including you, like, sweetheart. We all have pet peeves.
Yeah, I have like one.
Pet peeves rule. Yeah.
I have like one or two, maybe three. I don't know. But I couldn't remember any. So I must not have them. I used to have more. But anyway.
Do you used to have more? So are you saying age matters?
You know, as you get older, you just forget stuff.
Or maybe you just don't care.
You just forget the things, stuff. But
I think things that people used to care about in your youth, you don't care about anymore.
Yeah, some things you just have to let go. That's my conclusion on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then my conclusion is that, okay, so you're going to let go of the toilet paper, and I'll let go of the sounds and the sounds in the bed, making the bed.
No, Jill. I said some things you just have to let go. Not
so you're
all
not willing to let go.
I'm not letting the toilet paper go. It still bugs me. It does. I don't care. It does bugs me.
Okay.
But I don't go crazy.
I'm trying
about
to let
it.
The sound thing go. I'm trying.
Well, you know, I realize it's not good for me to like eat late like that anyway. So I try not to do it.
Okay. Okay, well then let's get to our last segment that we call
I'm trying to help you.
All right, you have any tips? So this whole episode, what we did was discuss our pet peeves, some of which affected the other.
Uh-huh.
But not everything.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're in a relationship with someone and they do all of your pet peeves? But maybe you didn't know that. So what do you do?
Well, I'm going to try to help someone if they have that problem. Run. Just run as fast as you can. Run.
What if you don't know before?
Run.
Like you've never lived with each other. And maybe you didn't even realize you had these as pet peeves.
Run.
No, that's not good advice.
That's great advice. Run for the hills.
That is
run
not
for the mountains. Run for the desert. Run.
That is not good advice.
Well, you give some good advice.
My advice is to talk it out. Let the other person know. Because if you just sit there and they do all of your pet peeves and you don't say anything, as you pointed out to me, that I didn't say anything, although I did think my looks were dead giveaways as to how I was feeling. But if you don't say anything, then the person doesn't know that it's actually irritating you. So talk it out. That's my advice. Talk it out.
Run.
Don't run. Well, maybe if you try to talk it out and then they purposely do. Oh, that's what's one of the things you do, actually.
Run.
You purposely do things that I tell you are irritating me.
Run.
What do you have to say about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure you do.
Isn't this the end of the show?
It's the pet peeve amnesia that you have.
Don't you have some things to talk about? I think you do. Don't you? We have some things coming up, don't we? You should talk about those.
Well, you brought it up. You talk about it.
No, you talk about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, October 26th is going to be a big day for us. I am doing, I guess it's an encore presentation. I'm doing a free workshop on how to pitch writers. I'm talking to you, how to pitch your work to the media. And it's going to be at the Ben Robertson Community Center, which is in Kennesaw, from 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. And then at 2:30 that same day, we're going to go to a restaurant, Huey Louie's. It's a Mexican restaurant. Yeah, they have really good food, great service. And they have a really cool rooftop seating. So we're headed over there. And starting at 2:30, we're going to have a meetup, everybody,
yeah,
that
meet
we've
up.
Been talking about.
Our first
meetup that relates to this podcast.
I'm looking forward to it.
So during that meetup, we'll have, of course, an icebreaker activity so that you can get to know the other people a little bit of who's there. And, you know, I'm single people. Yeah. I guess I'm talking to you and couples too.
Yeah.
You could meet other couples.
All are welcome.
And then Tony and I will also do an interactive exercise with some volunteers.
That's going to be fun.
And so we'll be helping you work out your relationship issues. And then as everyone is eating and drinking, so you can buy your own lunch or drinks
appetizers,
whatever you want to buy, because the food is good and they have $6 margaritas. We taste tested it for you to make sure all was well, and it was great. As a matter of fact, I think I got a little tipsy from that one drink.
You should
one frozen margarita, like, did me in.
Very strong.
Yes. But anyway, we'll be walking around and talking to you individually too, to see if you have any suggestions for us, or if you just have some questions for us, whatever it is. So that's all take, and we'll also have giveaways as well. So free stuff, maybe. So, again, that's October 26th. My workshop is from 1 to 2, and the meetup starts at 2:30. So, hope to see you all there. Yes, yes. I will say in both cases, the seating is limited. For my workshop, we can only have 40 people, and the seating for the rooftop at the restaurant is 30 people, so... we will have details on our site, and you can RSVP there and at Meetup as well. So,
cool.
Hope to see you there.
Looking forward to
Yay! So anyway, you've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I am Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, and Nick Zinke for the art. And so this has been a fun episode.
It has been.
Yay!
Yeah, yay, yay!
Yay!
I don't know if we resolved anything.
Well, only because you refused to back away from your pet peeves.
Anyway.
You keep saying that word. You weren't
going to
say it.
No, I used to say, so anyway. Now I'm,
you shortened it to just anyway?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, see?
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Bye, everybody.
All right.